All right, you got your drink?
Yes.
It occurs to me, if there's anybody who's listening to this podcast and is like a struggling, recovering alcoholic, we're totally going to push them over the edge at least once a week, and that's not nice. Is that our problem?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right, that's all I wanted to know. Okay, thank you, everybody, for tuning in to podcast number 14, lucky number 14. I am hereby declaring all numbers to be lucky.
Sure. Are we sure this is 14 and not 15?
It's the next podcast, everybody. It's after 11 o'clock and it is the next podcast. And we decided that it wasn't going to get any better if we waited another day.
After 11 already? Oh, damn it.
It's been a very long day.
Work tomorrow?
And it's only Wednesday.
It's Wednesday?
Yeah. Oh. Hey, check it out. I have something to tell you about. I saw a flyer today. It was unfortunately, it's not local to us, but it does exist in the world. It is the Lard Butt 1K.
Do tell me more.
I will tell you more. It's in Magnuson Park. I guess this is in like Oregon or something, or one of those crazy places, Seattle or some ridiculous place.
Says, look at that flyer.
I know. I know. It's great radio, isn't it? An event dedicated to the below average athlete and weekend warrior in all of us. Free kids dash, donut stops every 250 meters, fabulous beer and mimosa garden, and plenty of surprises. And it's at www.lardbutt.com. And butt has two T's in it, just if you were wondering.
But do I want a lard butt surprise?
That's what I was wondering. Is there like a meat pie shop at the end? Is that what happens here?
I don't know. I don't know if I want to know.
I thought it was nice because tomorrow's a running day. And yes. I feel like if it was the couch to 1K lard butt, I would probably be a little bit more motivated. But maybe not. I don't know.
We've totally got 1K done, though. I think we've totally done a K.
Oh, do you think so? What
sure.
is a K? I don't even know.
I don't know.
I'm really unclear on the whole topic.
Well, 5K is 3 miles.
I think it's over 3 miles, actually.
Like 3 point something.
Yeah, well, I'm going to say something. It again. If we can do it, you can too. So, and lard butt you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
All right. I thought the internet was very smart this week. This past week, I saw a lot of things that I liked. I liked them so much that I went ahead and liked them. I made the commitment. The first thing, I don't know if you saw this, Damien, not necessarily in your circles, but Kendra Tierney of Catholic All Year, which...
All right, that just puts me way outside.
I know.
That's not something I'm going to see.
I know, because I don't let you have lady friends on the internet. Like Mike Pence. All right, I haven't read past the headline, but apparently Mike Pence is in hot water, or somebody's in hot water, because he doesn't have dinner with women alone if they're not Mrs. Pence.
That's whatever. Like, I mean, that's fine.
That's kind of like, I don't have dinner with guys that yeah. are you, unless they're my son. But
yeah.
usually
yeah.
if I have to eat with the kids, I eat in the other room anyway.
I don't know why people... I don't know why people make a big deal out of it either way. If that's just something you're going to do, that's fine.
I don't know how it came up. I don't know any of the backstory.
Of all the reasons to be annoyed at Mike Pence,
yeah,
though,
this is an excellent
one's fine. You know,
excellent.
If that's,
there are many, 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 many issues
if that's
that you could hold
your choice for your marriage, that's fine.
Yeah. And it's not... Anyway. Nah. Anyway. I forget what I was talking about. Oh, so you're not friends with Kendra Tierney on Facebook, because I won't let you
I'm not friends with anybody on Facebook.
You're not friends with anybody anywhere. Let's
Indeed.
Face it. So she had a great idea, and I'm not going to read it because I'm too lazy to open the tab. But she says, you know how there's these cry rooms, and in some parishes, the priest will make an announcement, you know, we have a cry room, so please remember, if your child, you know, breathes too loudly in a childish fashion, this is unpleasing to God, and you have to stuff them into the cry room immediately, or else everybody will give you the stink eye, which I've only experienced a few times in my life. I don't know if it's because I'm oblivious or because people are afraid of us or what, but we've had mostly good experiences with kids in mass.
Yeah, I would say so.
Mostly.
Our kids are...
They're cute. Let's face it, they're cute.
We have a couple little anarchists, but for the most part, they're good kids.
For the most part, yeah. But anyway, but a lot of people, and I believe this, a lot of people have experienced what can only rightly be called persecution for having children at mass, which I think is so stupid. What is the... Don't you people realize you're going to die someday? And if you want your church to continue, you have to have younger people than you. And sometimes people who are younger than you make noise. So anyway, so the in Catholic All Year, her idea was we have a cry room. But instead of having it be for children who make noise, we have it for people who want there to be silence, who think that the only possible way that you can celebrate the Mass is in complete silence. And there's a special room just for them. We're accommodating them. You have, you know, cushy seats. You have piped in, you know, you've got the speakers and everything.
I don't think
they
want cushy seats. I think they'd like them to be extra hard.
Okay, right. They have they'll get the burlap from Michaels or something.
No cushions on the kneelers and... Maybe add little whips they can whip themselves with.
Why is it always with the whips with you? I don't understand that. We'll talk about that later. We'll talk about that later. But anyway, I thought that was a good idea. So, you know, we can keep the room, put the jerks in it instead. Let the kids have a hootenanny. You know, we don't let our kids go completely berserk. We really don't. Completely. I said completely.
Well.
Most of our kids.
This last one, though.
I know. Yeah, you say the last one. Anyway, you've said that before. Jeez Louise.
And I meant it every time.
I know. Here's another interesting thing I've heard. It used to be, this is not really connected with anything in particular, but the internet told me that it used to be that when women were experiencing menstrual discomfort, they had recourse to tampons that were soaked in opium. I want one.
I want one.
Hey, can everybody hear me now? We're trying to be louder for some reason because it was requested that we be loud. Can you hear my drink? I got my... All right.
I really hope they heard the stuff about the opium tampons, though. Oh,
they always... People's legs are tingling, believe me. So I have another headline here. Boy, the internet was just a veritable... cornucopia of headlines, strangely enough. spinach leaf transformed into beating human heart tissue.
I saw that. That's astounding.
Did you read the article?
I skimmed.
I didn't. I just... Because my thing crashes when I click on it, so I just read the
headlines. It was something that they've been trying to create artificial tissue for a while.
Yeah.
But the problem are the vessels to carry the blood, and they found that in the leaves of spinach, it has tons and tons of vessels.
Yeah, they do.
So it's
they
appropriate
have those
vessels. For this type of work, I guess. And so they were able to infuse it with human cells. I don't know
this is scary.
We are in science fiction, though.
I know,
and,
I know.
This is what... It's pretty cool.
So they're going to be able to transplant it into
people's hearts. To repair damaged hearts.
Right, yeah. Holy mackerel.
Now, I did hear something, I think it was just tonight, science-y on the radio. Very kind of sad, really. They've done a study, and great apes, chimpanzees, orangutans, gorillas have no appreciation of music.
Oh.
You know, the music to soothe the savage beasts.
Yeah, but not orangutans.
They don't give a shit.
Maybe they're already pre-soothed, though. Maybe
oddly enough, they do love Sweet Caroline.
I wish you had said that before because I could have had it keyed up. But now we have a second-rate podcast without Sweet Caroline on it.
Well, you could sing it.
No, yeah, you I'm could sing gonna... it. Today, ladies and gentlemen, my husband found out something about me that he did not know. Okay, you cannot be on Facebook while I'm on a podcast. You. I'm trying to make a living here. Holy mackerel.
I'm using my whole ass.
You're sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've been married for almost how many years? This is a test. How long have we been married?
Come on. I can't say how we know. I can always tell how long we've been married.
I know. Because it's a simple math problem where you subtract.
Pretty close.
Almost 9 months. Well,
almost.
You know, so many first babies are premature. Yes. So many.
So many.
So many.
In any event, it's 19 years, right?
No, it's almost 20 years.
I don't know.
This year it's going to be 20. All right, anyway, so this idiot, today, I'm talking to our oldest child, and I guess we're talking about April Fool's Day, and it turns out there's something that Damien did not know about me.
I feel like I should have known this.
I feel like I've been embarrassed about it for my whole life.
Because when I found out, I'm like, wow, that's A, amazing, and B, yep, makes sense.
It was stupid. It was just that it was on April Fool's Day, and it was, I think it was my senior year in high school, which I was just barely showing up. My routine when I was a senior in high school was to let my alarm go to snooze 3 times, and then not get up, and then my mother, like, hours later would realize that I wasn't up. She would get me up, I would angrily get dressed, and then I would go lie down in a cornfield and cry for a while, and then I would go into art class and spend a few hours there, and then I would buy a fudge round, and I would go home. And then they gave me a scholarship. I don't know. I went to college. So, that reminds me. I have to get back to this, but that brings up one of the questions. Three of our listeners, which is probably 100% of our listeners at this point, sent in questions as requested. And I would like to renew my offer. If anybody, for some godforsaken reason, wants to ask us some question, feel free. Feel free to send it in. Email it to simkafisher@gmail.com. Or else you can put it in the comments of the post where I post this podcast. Yes.
All right.
Tell the story?
Let's get on with this April Fool's story.
All right. So I went to a party supply, like a wholesale party supply store, and I bought as many tiny little unassembled cardboard boxes as they had, which was like 200 or 300 of them. Which it was wholesale, so I got a pretty good price. And I went home and I assembled them all and I put them in a giant garbage bag. And then I got up really early in the morning and the high school was open because, I don't know, they were cleaning it or something. So I went into the office and they had a giant wall of cubby, like pigeonhole cubbies for all the teachers for mail. And each teacher in their box got a tiny little cardboard box, and inside each box was a pickle. And I don't think I've ever told anybody that before. I think that's the first time I've ever told anyone that story.
I love the idea of doing that. Everybody opening up the pickle and being like, what the hell?
It must have smelled. I did not think about the smell of it, though. I think it must have been pretty pungent in there.
If anyone was going to pull off a pickle-centered prank, it would be you.
Yes, it would.
Or your sister, Abby.
I don't know. She's a vegetarian.
Well, yeah, pickles are vegetarian.
Mm-hmm. So, what was the other thing that tied into something, though, and I forget what? I was saying, questions.
Oh, questions.
Come on. You like to answer questions. We can talk about ourselves. One of our listeners would like to know, please give us more of the Simca Damien backstory. You keep on dropping tantalizing hints. Oops, hold on. It scrolls over to the side here. This is weird formatting. Tantalizing hints, but I want the whole thing. How did you meet? Did you really get married a few weeks later? Did I say that? Did you meet in college? How did you happen to be at the same college? Etc.
I think that's a more than one question right there. We said one question per.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
That's many questions.
All right, which
right
one
there.
Do you want to answer?
I don't know. That's a little bit forward, don't you think?
Not really.
I kind of do.
If I say, "Do you have a question?" and she's like, "Yes," I'll be like, "How dare you?"
Well, no, but she's asking like, that's a run-on question. That's like 20 questions.
You don't remember,
there.
Do you? We met in college. He lived in Los Angeles. And he came to Thomas More College because it was the only place that would accept him, because he never actually graduated from high school, because he went to Seton and he stopped working. And the only reason they would release his transcripts is if he gave their books back, which he finally did. And then he found
there was a lot of good movies on TV.
I know.
Yeah.
I know that very much.
Out of the Past. This Gun for Hire.
A Fistful of Dollars More Again.
No.
And somewhat. No.
This was my film noir phase.
So he came to college. I went to that very same college for very similar reasons. Recall, crying cornfield, Thomas More College at that point would have accepted a spinach leaf that happens to be beating, as I recall. Right?
But not a great ape, we have learned.
But not a great ape, because they just don't appreciate rock and roll.
I don't know.
So, that's what happened, and I thought he was cute, and followed you around.
There was something you, like, gamed the system.
Oh, yeah. I was in charge for work study program. I was in charge of the kitchen, and I worked my way up through the ranks, as it were.
Basically not getting stabbed by Chef Pat, which was a skill.
Actually a pretty good talent. And I was eventually in charge of making up the schedules, so when it was Damien's turn to work with two other people, I made sure.
It was always dudes.
Yes, it was. And it worked, because you didn't marry any of them, did you?
No, I did not.
No, you did not. And here we are. And that is...
Although Ben seemed like a cuddler.
Well, you know, Ben, if you're listening, I know he's not listening. You know what? I don't have anything to say, actually. I never did have anything to say to him. Remember the toast he gave at our wedding?
There were many other things I was paying attention to that day. And there are many things that I refuse to remember from that.
I don't like the sound of that at all.
What?
All right. How about another question then?
Okay.
Okay. Given the time of year, says Lydia. Oh, I love that name, Lydia. Lydia, oh Lydia, that encyclopedia. Lydia the tattooed lady. Given the time of year, what are your thoughts on the movie The Prince of Egypt? Have you seen it?
No.
Is it DreamWorks?
Yes.
I have seen it. I remember the first time I watched it. It's pretty effective. It's actually pretty effective. The animation is nice. I like it. The scene where young Prince Moses is finding out, this is a little bit apocryphal, but he's finding out that his foster father, the Pharaoh, threw all the babies into the river. And the way that they do it is very effective. And I would be careful with sensitive kids. I would not necessarily show it to sensitive kids because it's quite powerful, and it shakes me up a little bit each time I see it. After that, and it follows the story pretty faithfully. The thing that struck me when I saw it was that it wasn't a lot of God in it, which is strange. There was. It's not like they made it a completely secular story, but I saw it for the first time a long time ago, and I have not seen it for a long time. But the thing that struck me was that it was a story about determination and a story about leadership and a story about faith and hope, but it was not a tremendously religious story the way they put it across, which is insane.
Yeah.
But I liked it. On the other hand, I liked it. I mean, it had enough good scenes that I'll watch anything. Let's face it. I'll watch just about anything.
Just about. Well, we usually watch The Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston.
Which is just a really terrible movie.
It is bad. But remember, a couple of years ago,
yeah,
the disc was scratched, so we couldn't watch it.
Yeah.
So we watched Raiders of the Lost Ark instead.
Which that is really, has an arc.
It's kind of the same thing, really.
Well, I'll never forget the time when we were watching The Ten Commandments, and we're watching the scenes of horrible brutality with the slaves sweltering in the sun and the cruel Egyptians beating them, and poor Yochebel has her cloth get stuck under the rock, and they're just going to run right over her because she's just an old Jew.
And that Joshua guy was kind of a jerk. I'm just going to say that.
I thought he was. Anyway. I wouldn't have lunch with him, I'll tell you that, not without you there. So my kids
hey.
Are you're more of the Ramses type anyway. So the kids are watching this, and Elijah, he's probably 4 or 5 years old at the time, he's completely spellbound. His eyes are the size of saucers, and his mouth is hanging open, every cell of his body is all tensed up, and he looks at me. No, he doesn't even look at me. He just, his eyes are fixed on the screen, and he says, "I wish I had a whip." Like, okay, kid. The kid who drew the wrong conclusions. Everybody's got one. Boy, what were we talking about?
We were answering questions.
All right. I don't see how there's a lot of we in this podcast, to be perfectly honest with you.
I'm doing my part. Doing my part here.
It says, "What is your peanut butter preference?"
What kind of a question is that?
It's a very easy question.
Creamy.
All right.
Next.
Ridiculous. What is your jelly preference on sandwiches?
I'm going to have a preference to start punching people. These are stupid questions.
All right. You want a...
Jelly.
So it's okay with you if I get grape?
No, then? Grape is not jelly.
What is it?
It's not. It's just right. A knot.
I think it is jelly. It's not jam. I think that's your problem. I should have read these ahead of time. I'll tell you that.
Preserves or not. And marmalade, forget it.
Do you have any thoughts on the Benedict option, Damien?
Are these all the same questions from one person? How many questions are we letting these people ask?
Well.
My goodness. We're getting hosed here.
No, are we? Do you feel that we're... Okay. It's too early in the year for that. It's too cold out. You want to talk about Wonder Woman at all? Feminist? Come on, this was your idea.
Wait, it was?
Yeah, it was your stupidest thing.
Oh, yes, it is a pretty stupid thing. Feminists are upset that Wonder Woman shaves her armpits in the new movie.
Yeah, that's pretty much all there is to say. There's like one split second scene where she raises her arm to like kill somebody or something, and you can see that she shaves her armpits. Oh no, I have internalized the male gaze, and I no longer find hairy armpits attractive, and this is wrong. And
go-go dancer outfit is okay.
That's fine. Well, that's empowering.
If she was wearing that and had hairy armpits, that would be okay.
Honest to goodness, I think the
hair would get
up.
Caught in the armor, wouldn't it?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know. You have hairy armpits.
I don't wear, but I don't wear, you know, a metal bustier either.
On the air. Oh. Nobody wears a metal bustier. Yeah, that's another thing. I mean, that's the real. I have friends who are, you know, sort of in deep in like fantasy culture, and one of their recurrent
nerds.
Pet, sure. One of their recurrent complaints is that when women are depicted wearing armor, they're always wearing armor that, you know, completely follows the contours of their insanely ridiculous shaped boobs. And meaning that there's basically like a metal wedge driven into their sternum. And if anybody just like so much as tapped them, it would break them open like a turkey on Christmas or Thanksgiving when people have turkeys.
Which
is not practical. I'm just saying it's as armor-wise, that's not very empowering to get split open.
Didn't the actual Amazon... Were there actual Amazons?
Sure.
It's Herodotus.
Amazons, it's a very...
That whole book was made up.
Right, but it's a very, very old story anyway, so it's
Yeah, but didn't they cut
true.
Their boobs off?
Because they were doing archery and they got in the way, supposedly.
Well, that's why ladies don't golf.
No, ladies don't golf because it's stupid.
Well, that's true.
That's the main reason. Hot damn, we went through the whole list. I honest to goodness, I thought there was more on there. There was some.
You did. You had something from Cosmo.
I did. I completely forgot about this. I actually, am I allowed to say this? I pitched this to America Magazine. We'll see if they pick it up. But I'll give you my friends a little.
America Magazine.
Yes, because I'm a liberal feminist. Lesbian, whatnot, right?
I think Jew.
Last
covers
I checked.
It, yeah.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. So I read this thing in Cosmo. Wait a minute. I'm going to actually click on it to.
It is really quite stupid.
It is by far the stupidest thing I've read that I can ever recall reading with my eyeballs. Why guys get? Yeah, I'm sorry. This is a bad. It's Cosmo. What did you look at it for?
Come on. I'm not at fault here.
No, well, I forgot there was a picture. I'm sorry. Why guys get turned on when you orgasm and why that's a bad thing. that's how you read it. That's why it says, you know what? I'm going to sum it up for you. They have noticed that when men and women love each other very much, that it matters to the man whether a woman actually enjoys sex or not. And this is a bad thing because men feel more manly if they can help their Boy, I'm having a hard time talking right now.
Yeah, no, I understand. It's somehow something to do with privilege.
Right, because it's making it all about them, and they have to, and they're...
Oh, the ladies have to have their own orgasm by themselves?
That does not sound like fun to me. I mean, maybe I'm...
That doesn't sound like sex with a partner.
No. And I says to myself, when John Paul II talked about the contraceptive mentality, I've made my opinions on this pretty clear. He wasn't talking about, abstaining most of the month and then having sex a few times and hoping that you wouldn't have a baby, and that's the contraceptive mentality in some way, because it's exactly like contraception. Like, that's not really, that is not what he was talking about. He mentioned it a few times, and he was talking about the mindset, which makes you basically close yourself off to the lives of other people, which turns you into a cruel and terrible person, and which allows you to do things like commit abortion and have, like, genocide and stuff like that. That's what he was talking about when he was talking about the contraceptive mentality. Because when we look at sex, it tells us something about how human beings are supposed to relate to each other. It's not just about it's not just about sex, and it's not just about genitals, and it's not just about marriage. It's about all kinds of things. And contraception is also about all kinds of things. And one of these things that contraception is about is making sure that I get my stuff and it doesn't ever mix with your stuff in every possible way.
Honest to God, you wonder how these people actually manage to have sex if they're so uptight that they don't want to, like, share orgasms.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
It does not sound like fun. It's just, I mean, there's a reason why love is hard. And one of the reasons why love is hard, and also the reason why love is so very valuable, is because it makes you come out of your little box, and it makes my box into your box, and it makes your box into my box. And you share pickles, it's just, you can't, you are doing it wrong. That's really, I don't know how else to say it. If you go into it being angry that maybe he wants you to orgasm, but he has something in mind. I don't even understand. I do feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
And I imagine that they didn't also get paid very much, because big magazines like that don't pay as much as you would think.
I'm just going off the scale I work on. They pay more than we're used to.
Yeah, well, maybe you should write more about orgasms and...
I did, but then I started getting those restraining orders from the school districts.
I know. Almost 20 years, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Wait, we're not done. Do you have a poem?
No.
You don't have a poem?
No.
But we didn't even get to
our
movie review.
Poem? All right. Oh, my gosh, I forgot.
Let's do our quick movie review.
Oh, no. No. It's almost half an hour. It's too late. Oh. We'll save it for next time, because I have a lot to say about that movie.
It's a weird movie.
It's a very weird movie. What was the name of it?
It's Valhalla Rising.
Oh, yeah, Valhalla Rising, by the same guy who produced Drive, which we happen to love.
Yeah.
And we don't care what you think about that.
Well, that's because, before we wrap this up, everyone thinks Drive is supposed to be an action movie, and it's not. It's a romantic fairy tale. And once you realize that, that's the key.
So do you want a scorpion jacket for your birthday?
Everyone wants a scorpion jacket.
Okay. That's what I'm going to pitch to America Magazine and Cosmo. Here's why everyone wants a scorpion jacket, and why that's a problem.
Well, as long as you don't orgasm in it, I think it's okay.
No, I do not intend to. Okay. Phew. Any questions? Maybe you want to keep them to yourself. I don't know.
No, I want to make fun of them.